What up? Welcome to Sweet Home Silicon Valley. This is your host, Aubrey Vigna. I've got the pulse on what's good in your neighborhood. I'm connecting you to your community. What's going on, who's hanging out, and when everything is going down. Zoom in with me and let's explore what makes our home so sweet. Welcome to Sweet Home Silicon Valley. This is your host, Aubrey, and today we explore urban art, San Jose's free art tour that's accessible by day or night.
When I was younger, there was a lot of graffiti here in San Jose, but not so much murals. It's really hard to convince somebody to say, hey, you know, this is going to look really cool. Just trust us. I ended up looking at Arlene's business, and I was like, wait, this whole little area could use something. I think one.
The clip you just heard is courtesy of KQED Arts, who interviewed San Jose native and founder of Empire 7 Studios, Juan Carlos Araujo. He's talking about murals, particularly the work he and fellow artists have created atop vacant walls and otherwise unusable spaces throughout downtown San Jose. You see, there's a bit of a buzz surrounding San Jose's growing art scene. Many outlets have covered the mural movement, from ABC7 to Content Magazine, KQED, The Mercury News, and a number of bloggers. Perhaps you've seen one or two of the murals yourself. For instance, the iconic Welcome to San Jose mural by South Bay artist Jay Crabeau has been a popular landmark since it was created back in 2013. Much like the famous Facebook thumbs up, it attracts locals and tourists alike who use Welcome to San Jose mural as a popular backdrop. This particular mural can be found at the intersection of West San Fernando Street and Delmas Ave. In fact, there's a terrific interactive map that shows where all the Silicon Valley murals can be found. Software engineer Yan Yin Choi has created something called Heart of the Valley. It's an open source online map that shows the locations of murals and other pieces of public art, along with a short description, and when possible, the name of the mural artist, as well as a photo of the art piece. The project is part of Code for San Jose, a collaborative effort by techies who volunteer their skills for civic projects. I, of course, will include a link in the show notes. So, who's behind these murals? One of several organizations championing the cause is a nonprofit called Exhibition District, an organization that aims to strengthen the local economy by keeping artists engaged, employed, and active. Their goal is to curb graffiti, beautify streets, instill civic pride, and create a free outdoor public art gallery of high-quality murals. In fact, many of the locations that are listed on the interactive map are backed by Exhibition District. They also have a great website with photos of their artists' work. Another driving force behind San Jose's street art is Empire 7 Studios, you know, the guy you heard from earlier. Empire 7 Studios is an urban contemporary art gallery that's located in Japantown. They've been advocating for artists for over a decade now through their local studio and the commission projects like the many murals that you'll find covering the exterior of local businesses throughout the downtown area. And you know, it makes sense. If you think about it, downtown San Jose has a lot of bare walls. So in collaboration with Street Life Project Exhibition District, they are committed to completing 40,000 square feet of murals in downtown San Jose. That's a lot, 40,000 square feet of murals. They're rapidly decorating bare walls to reflect the city's expressiveness, and the murals are often chosen for their originality and their contribution to the actual space surrounding them. So there's a sense of context that reflects the city's commitment to celebrating the communities that they're in and just generally supporting the urban art scene. Fun fact, Exhibition District is in the midst of planning for a Guinness World Record. They're calling it 100 Block. Basically, they're planning to create a mural in downtown San Jose jointly created by 100 artists. It's going to be a Guinness World Record for the largest collaborative mural. So if you're interested in participating, you can check the show notes for a link to their site and you can throw your name in the hat to be one of the 100 artists. Literally, you can complete a walking tour of all the murals in downtown San Jose, or just keep an eye out the next time you're in the area, because art is all around us. Speaking of art, this weekend, June 2nd and 3rd, is Sunnyvale's 44th annual Art and Wine Festival. I mentioned this event in a previous episode where I talked all about Sunnyvale. This is their biggest event. It's huge. There's going to be over 350 of the nation's best artists, live music, food, beer, and of course, fine wines. It's located in downtown Sunnyvale's historic Murphy Ave, and it actually extends beyond. There's so many vendors. They have kind of a T-shape going on. You can get a good walk-in and, again, support some local artists. So that does it for today's episode. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, Sweet Home Silicon Valley delivers a hyper-localized look into all things South Bay. If you've enjoyed today's show, be sure to subscribe, like, or review us on iTunes, or wherever you listen to podcasts. And remember that this podcast is one of many that can be found on the What Up Network. My awesomely talented fellow podcasters can be found there too. If you're curious, look for What Up Silicon Valley in your podcast app, and you can listen to all of the other great shows. So I'll catch you next week on another episode of Sweet Home Silicon Valley.
That's a wrap. 5 full days of Silicon Valley swagger. If you haven't listened to any of the other shows, well, you missed out. Just kidding. Check out our website, whatupsv.com, where you can catch up on our past shows. Or subscribe and never miss anything. Ever.